Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, guys, UFC 286 just wrapped. And Leon Edwards has beaten Kamaru Usman for a second time. It was a very good fight. There is no question anymore as to if Leon Edwards is the champion of the world. The guy did what he was supposed to do. He came home to London, said he would be better tonight than he was the first time. And he absolutely was that. He was able to defend takedowns from Usman. He was able to land so many kicks, low kicks, body kicks, in order to hurt Kamaru Usman. He hurt him with a knee early. He was able to handle the pressure of Kamaru Usman much better than he did in the second fight. And it was a phenomenal performance. It was everything we hoped for as fans of the sport. It was everything we hoped for as people that love mixed martial arts. We were promised a good fight between these two guys. My boy Michael Bisping here, popping up on my YouTube, is gonna make Michael Bisping. Thank you, you make me some money.
Oh, hey, baby.
Guys, it was everything we hoped for. Bisping, but you're trying to make it seem like I don't think Leon won. I thought it was a close fight.
Leon won the fight.
He did.
You're gonna send me this video.
I will send you the video too.
But Edwards, I'm gonna do an instant reaction too.
Edwards won the fight. He did a great job doing exactly what he needed to do in order to secure the victory. Guys, to win the fight the way Edwards did, even losing a point, tells you that he really did put on the performance of his lifetime. Because without the point deduction, he would have won by even more. It was a very, very competitive fight. Kamaru Usman has nothing to be ashamed of. Leon Edwards has proven to game plan and build a fight plan that allows for him to stay out ahead of Kamaru Usman. He was doing this thing with his hands whenever he was getting taken down. He would take two hands to the wrist, never allowing Usman to get his hands locked and secure takedown. He was doing a much better job of keeping his back to the center of the octagon and not getting trapped by Kamaru Usman. He just fought a fantastic fight. And let me tell you something. You can't hope or appreciate it for anyone more than Leon Edwards. He is a sweetheart of a man. He's one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. But to watch a friend in Kamaru Usman lose, it does hurt a little bit for me. But Leon Edwards is my friend also. And I appreciate the successes that he is having, because Kamaru Usman had his success. The Usman corner thought that he had done enough to win, as most do in close fights. But you had some of the best judges in the world tonight. And that's exactly what he did. These guys fought a fantastic fight, and we saw the champion keep his claim, his title. You know, a lot of people say it was a fluke the first time. It wasn't this time. It wasn't. Leon Edwards got the job done. The co-main event was Justin Gaethje against Rafael Fiziev. Guys, what an amazing fight. The first thing I told Justin Gaethje in the octagon after was, Justin Gaethje, you're my hero. Because I think Justin Gaethje is everybody's hero. He was at such a speed disadvantage in this fight. It was never more evident than very early in the fight. He was a tad bit slower but he was so intent on winning that it didn't matter what Fazeev gave him. He continued to fight with his game plan, with his pressure, and it paid dividends as the fight went on. By the third round, Justin Gaethje couldn't miss. He was landing the jab at will. He was landing the uppercut at will. He went to the octagon afterwards and he said, "I don't know how long I'm going to be here anymore." He said, "That was a fun one. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it." He goes, "I'm going to make another run to try to become the champ, but after that, I'm done." I don't know if I've ever been more sad in an after-fight interview because I'm so afraid of the day that we have to live in mixed martial arts without Justin Gaethje. The fans here were crazy. You can hear them screaming right now. I have to do this video, and they are going crazy asking for photos. From here, I got to go right up to ESPN. I can't even take the pictures. There have been fans all week. There have been fans here all night. It has just been tremendous. And the fighters gave these fans exactly what they paid for. This was the largest gate in O2 history. That's a crazy stat considering some of the concerts and events that they have had here in London. But the fight of the night to me was Justin Gaethje, halfway off his eve. And that's on the night where Usman and Edwards finished their trilogy. But I don't know if this is the end. I feel like this is one of those situations where we may get a fourth fight between two athletes. We saw it with Moreno and Figueiredo, and I'm not sure we don't see it again with these two because they're that much better than the rest of the division. Leon Edwards has a ton of people. Leon Edwards has the world at his fingertips. He's got so many options with Colby Covington, Jorge Masvidal, Bilal Muhammad, Gilbert Burns. He is a refreshing addition to the top of the division. We saw a change in the guard at welterweight, but Justin Gaethje ensured that there was no change in the guard at 155 pounds. He did what he needed to do in order to turn back the Rafael Fazeev threat to his place amongst the division's elite. Gunnar Nelson told us the other day in a fighter meeting, "You don't really like fighting that much." It sure didn't look like it tonight against Brian Barberena. He won the fight impressive fashion and looks like he still has a ton left in the tank. So Gunnar Nelson needs to reconsider him maybe walking away from this thing. Jennifer Maia looked better than she's ever looked in the entire career. Marvin Vettori, again, another guy in the top of the division, not willing to let his place or be replaced by Roman Dolidze. Jack Shore, up at 145, made a statement against Makwan Amirkani, getting the submission, armbar at the end of the fight. Dude, Yanal Ashmus, what? That dude on the prelims landed a nasty combination that ended the night of Sam Peterson at home in England. Guys, it was a fantastic fight from London, England. It was a phenomenal fight card. It was a lot of fights. It was 15 fights tonight. But we were treated to an amazing night of fights. We got the Usman-Edwards trilogy getting done. We got blessed with a Fazeev-Gaethje fight and so many other great performances. This was as good as it gets. And the fans and the crowd really did treat these athletes in the way that they deserve to be treated. So many showed up from the very start of the night, and so many were able to watch great performances. Hats off to the champ, Leon Edwards. He holds on to his title, and now he has the world at his fingertips. Justin Gaethje, once again, is in line for something very, very big. Gunnar Nelson, stick around for a while, my friend. Muhammad Mukhayev, I thought his leg got broken in the knee bar. Never tap, come back and submits his opponent. The UFC is full of talent, and we are so blessed to be calling these fights. Guys, it was fantastic in London. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for supporting me. Until next time, like, subscribe, and I'll see you in Miami. In Miami. Nanonini, I'm Miami. Let's go.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.